Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday. It's not Friday. It's wishful thinking on my part. It's Thursday, March 1st. We made it through February, and it's 67 and really rainy, and the threat of tornadoes here in Atlanta today. So if you're in Minnesota or whatever, you probably have a different look. Our guest is Janelle Rodriguez. Janelle, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well today. Thank you. Excited that Friday is close.
Go ahead. Excited that Friday's on the way?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
It doesn't really make a difference to me, honestly. I take Saturday morning off, and then I work some more because I work from home. But so you are in, like, you know, one of the places that I consider to be like heaven on earth, which is Florida. I moved out of there 3 or 4 years ago, and I itched to get back, but I haven't made it happen yet. You're in South Florida. What part? When I first moved down there, I always thought Miami was like, you know, anything below Fort Pierce, but that's not correct at all. So where are you?
So I'm located just south of Fort Lauderdale. So I'm near the Broward County, Miami-Dade County line, for those of you that are familiar with South Florida. So I'm west of the coastline. So like the beaches are 15 minutes away, 20 minutes, 30 during peak hours. So, but yeah, a lot of people assume that, you know, Port St. Lucie and all those are part of South Florida, and perhaps technically maybe they are, but the quintessential South Florida areas, you know, would be Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and of course the Keys. We can't forget about Monroe County. So,
right. So for those folks that don't know you, tell us about Janelle and your blog and kind of some of the other stuff you're doing. I know you're a SHRM volunteer and have an office and, you know, that you're holding for this year. So share a little bit about that with us to start out.
So I'm an HR consultant for a national payroll provider, and we also do human resources and capital management services for our clients. And so I've been doing that for about 12 years now. And I lost my train of thought, but I've been in HR for about 15 or 16 years now. So I was a practitioner before my consultative role with my employer. And correct, I do have a role as a SHRM volunteer affiliate chapter. I'm the president of a chapter here in South Florida called Staffing Management Association of South Florida, or also known as SMA South Florida. I do blog. I'm newer to the blogging space after meeting so many amazing HR-related professionals at SHRM 17 last year in New Orleans. And so a lot of them have inspired me to create my blog, which I have titled it Resilient HR, because I feel that the HR profession has been quite resilient over the years. And, you know, as a SHRM affiliated chapter volunteer, that keeps me pretty busy. So I can relate to you when you say that there's no off time for you, because when I'm not working during business hours, my off time is dedicated to my volunteer work and, you know, trying to inspire my board members, encourage registration for our events and membership, and trying to make sure that we have a continuous footprint here in South Florida, because we do cover a very large area. The three counties I mentioned, so Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, which comprise of a great deal of HR Florida, HR professionals. So I stay pretty busy.
You guys, you guys, I spoke at one of your events back in, I don't know, 2010 or 2011, when I was still working at Publix. And lived in, I think I was living in Lakeland then. And I remember driving down through the Everglades, and it was one of the warmer months. How big is the chapter, and why the specialty chapter? Just out of curiosity.
So, the chapter, we have an intermittent membership. We're not as large as some of the county chapters that we overlap, which are HR APC, PVC, and Jim Sherm. So we have, I want to say, under 100 members. And it's a special interest chapter, and the focus is retention, recruiting, staffing, basically things in the talent management space. And we were chartered in the early 2000s, and we're few and far between. Now, there's another chapter in New Jersey that covers the entire state of New Jersey. So I just spoke to the former president of that chapter, and I was like, wow, that's a large territory. But you know, so really what it is, it's a niche chapter, and it's, you know, to help keep the talent acquisition professionals, recruiting professionals, and HR professionals, you know, up to speed on all things in the recruitment space. And, you know, we have various programs that we put on. And last year, one of our popular programs we had was about HR technology and AI. So we had founders of apps, things like GoGig and Engage Talent and Candidate Guru, which I think has now been acquired by someone else. And so we try to provide innovative programs as well as HR-related content to our membership and audience. And, you know, we welcome guests and sister chapter members as well.
Oh, you mentioned the bloggers. I met Charlene Lauby, who lives in South Florida somewhere. And she was one of the first people in Florida that I met that was blogging when I started blogging. She goes to your meetings every now and then, or she used to, I think. Do you know her?
I don't know her personally. I didn't know she lived in South Florida, but I had a suspicion. And so now I'm going to look her up and see if maybe we can leave her coffee. So I'm glad you shared that with me. But I do follow her. I follow her HR bartender, which I had found out about it a number of years ago. And so I try to read her website on occasion. And I believe she has another website or a partnership with another website called Unretirement. So I try to stay up to that as well, since my parents have entered into the retirement phase of their life. So, but I don't know her personally, but I'm certainly going to reach out to her now and see if she's nearby that we can have coffee or lunch or something.
She's good people, and I forget exactly where she lives. I've met her for coffee a couple times, and it's one of the cities down there that starts with a D, maybe, but I forget the name of it. It's weird. You leave a state and you start forgetting the geography right away. So your blog, Resilient HR, how long have you had it?
I started it last summer after SHRM, so it's been around since, I want to say, July of 2017.
Okay.
And I tried to just – I felt like, number one, it was something that I always wanted to do. I was very curious about it. And after connecting with so many HR professionals on Twitter, so, you know, after I've met Steve Brown. I met him early on back in September 2016. But throughout the course of people that he was connecting with, I was following a lot of people. So Keith Inox, Wendy Berry, Wendy Daly, John Thurman, Jasmine Wilkes, who is my blogging mentor. I always want to make sure that I give her credit because, you know, she helped me pick my name and helped me through some of the nuances. And so anyway, I felt like, you know, a lot of people ask me questions and I have a lot of dialogue. And I was like, you know, obviously I have something to share. So let me put this in some kind of format or medium. Let me try my hand at this and see if I'm good. I have contributed to some articles for my employer. So that also helped me. And then what also helped me was I wrote for a website called Performance I Create. It was my first solo writing piece.
Oh, yeah.
And that website is moderated by Chris Fields. And so he, you know, I pay tribute to him as well. And so I try to write when I can. I will say that as soon as I became chapter president, I was stuck in a time suck. So all of my time was dedicated to my chapter. So, but now, you know, now that I'm a SHRM blogger for the conference, I feel ultra inspired and rejuvenated. And so I want to continue that approach and continue to write and see what happens. And, you know, some people like what I have to say, and I get some visitors, and I'm excited, and I'm not going to let anything derail me from that, that's for sure. But it's exciting times in HR, and I'm excited to.
So you're a newbie on the SHRM blog squad. This is the first time you've done it, right?
Yes.
And I actually read, I knew that ahead of time, but I was, I kicked off the series last week with Steve Brown. I've known Steve going on, gosh, 20 years, even though we didn't actually meet in person for the first 10. We talked on the phone and he was on a radio show when I lived in Cincinnati and some other things. It's a small world. But anyway, I know in the pre-show when we were just kind of prepping, you said you didn't really have an agenda for Chicago, but like, what's your approach going to be? How are you going to kind of lay it out? How are you going to try to tackle the giant show? Because you've been to the conference before, so you know how big it is. Blogging it is different.
Yes.
How are you going to start out trying to pack that thing?
Well, I was able to obtain some great advice, some preparation advice from the Facebook group that I'm a part of. So that's definitely set me up for success there. But, you know, given how big the conference is, I think I'm going to try. I want to try a little bit of everything. So I would love to do like on the spot video interviews and maybe quotes from people. You know, passersby, obviously we're going to have Sharon Blogger t-shirts. And I was thinking about maybe like having a sign, you know, that, you know, being interviewed by or something like that and see if people want to stop by and give me a quick quote. I don't know. I have all
Yeah, that would be cool.
I hope to execute them. I certainly want to partner with other people and go around and I want to make it as fun as possible. Obviously, I want to attend some sessions, and I did sign up for some Q&A, so I do need to start sending those out. But I want to try a little bit of everything. I feel like this is an opportunity to be completely fearless and vulnerable, both in the blogging space as an HR professional and as an attendee of the conference. And, you know, I want to take that opportunity to connect. I've made amazing connections in the previous conference I attended, as well as other conferences, because I do frequent the HR Florida conference. And, you know, this year I'm also attending another conference. So I want to make as many connections as I can. And I want the experience to be completely fun. You know, I want people to want to speak with me and, you know, share how they feel about the conference or insights or tidbits and things of that nature to help, you know, onlookers and attendees, you know, enjoy the entire experience. I'm definitely excited. And the list of bloggers is amazing. I don't know all 63 of them, well, the exception of myself, but all the other 62, I don't know all of them completely, but I'm looking forward and I'm open to partnering with just about, you know, anybody that wants to do anything crazy, I'm all for it. Let's make it a great experience for all.
Cool. Yeah, I was looking through the list and was running through some LinkedIn. I have like, you know, millions of LinkedIn connections, not really, but way more than I ever can keep up with. And I'm not bragging. And I bet you I was not connected to 15 of the current crop of bloggers on LinkedIn, which I found surprising, but that also shows how SHRM has turned over and invited new voices and the generations change, so to speak, you know, with on the teams. And so naturally I reached out and invited them all to link with me on LinkedIn, but it was a little surprising because I feel like I'm pretty well immersed in the networking on the HR space, but it just keeps growing and it's hard to keep up with. I think your approach of just kind of being open and fearless is awesome because it's really easy to get caught up in, you know, I need to interview three vendors and I need to talk to two speakers and I need to interview Steve Brown. And before you know it, the thing is gone and you've kind of not done what you really want to do. So I think you're spot on with trying to be open and free flowing with that. Don't know about the sign thing. I couldn't do it. I'm not that extroverted. Are you a total extrovert or are you somewhere in the middle?
I'm in the middle. I will say that I, you know, sometimes can be an introvert, and I think the correct term maybe is ambivert. But
ambivert, yeah.
Ambivert, and so, but I think that in order to be able to maximize on the time that we're there and the experience, you know, I shouldn't limit myself, no matter how uncomfortable I may feel inside. You know, who knows? I may be dying inside and be super nervous. But, you know, I think that if I can just jump out there and do it and just be a ball of energy, that I'll yield the best possible results both for the conference and for my own personal growth. So I think it's I'm curious to see what other people are going to do too. You know, if they have a crazy train, I want to jump on it and let's see what happens,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, at least you're not in New Orleans, so you're not headed, you know, into the river. That's the one thing. You and I actually met briefly. You caught me in one of my I was fading after being an extrovert for several hours. We were in the French Quarter. I had gone on a ghost tour that I helped sponsor with Jessica Miller and some other folks, and I'd spent the last 3 hours walking around listening to people tell ghost stories and having drinks. And I had just called Uber, and you and I was outside a restaurant that was so packed you couldn't even hardly get in. Went in and had one drink, and I was on the street corner, and you walked up and said, "Hey, you're Mike Vandervoort," and I kind of turned to you and went, "Yeah, so, and then, and so I had this vague sense of guilt that I was like, I knew who she was, but I just didn't have the energy to like have another conversation. So I'll do better this time around when we meet in the bloggers.
I appreciate your public apology. No worries. It definitely was an exhausting experience. I attended one of those Walking Ghost Tour events as well, and it was super hot. And even though I'm from South Florida, sometimes when you go somewhere else and it's hot, let me correct that. I live in South Florida. I'm not originally from here. But, you know, having lived as long as I have, when you go somewhere else that's equally hot or humid, places like New Orleans or you know, Houston, Texas, it's still an adjustment. And so, you know, and carrying all the stuff. So I totally get it. It was an amazing experience, but definitely very tiring.
it always is. I'm going to just a quick reset for those people who may, you know, be joining us or listening in or whatever live. This is Mike Vandervoort. We're doing a series of shows for SHRM, not for SHRM, but tied to the SHRM blog squad, so I guess it is for SHRM. They're not sponsoring me. I'm just doing this as my way of contributing to the conference and the blog squad. But SHRM 18 bloggers are periodically being interviewed on DriveThruHR throughout the next few weeks. Today's guest is Janelle Rodriguez. Janelle lives in South Florida, and she's been talking about how she got started blogging. Janelle, you're on Twitter, right?
I am Twitter. LinkedIn.
What's your Twitter handle?
So my Twitter handle is it's very generic. It's Janelle, so JANELLE, the letter R, and the numbers 1021. So my account is open.
Okay.
It's not private. I'm open to, you know, following people that are in the space, and I try to thank as many people as I can for following me. I got that idea from Keith Enix. He's very good at that. So,
okay. I'm going to ask you some silly questions, and then we'll talk a little more about SHRM stuff. So like I had Renee Robeson on, who lives in Australia, the other day. And I asked her if Australians, and actually she's not from Australia, like you're not from Florida, she was from New Zealand. I asked her if Australians shared the same strange fascination with bacon that HR people in the States seem to. So are you a big bacon fan, or is that not something that's high on your list?
Oh my gosh, I love bacon. Like, I love it. However, I'm on a very, very strict diet for health reasons, and I am not allowed to have any processed meat whatsoever, and so it's awful.
Wow.
When I go somewhere and I smell it, or my family has breakfast and they're having it and I'm having my, you know, breakfast shake full of my greens. But I'm a bacon fan, and I can't promise that I won't have any while I'm there. If it's there, I'm going to be on vacation and I'm going to indulge.
All right, Chicago pizza and bacon. Yeah, all right, cool. Some conference centers seem to be, you know, they have contracts with Coca-Cola. I live in Atlanta, so everybody has a contract with Coca-Cola here. I think they give it to you in the hospital as a newborn. But anyway, Coke versus or Pepsi, personal preference.
So I grew up a Pepsi fan, and I actually prefer Diet Pepsi only for the taste, not because it's diet. However, I will drink Diet Pepsi in a bottle, but I prefer Diet Coke from the fountain.
Okay.
So I can do both, but I'm not a regular Coke or Pepsi. I feel like the originals are too sweet in flavor.
Okay.
But I'm flexible, you know, and honestly, on this diet, I have to drink water anyway, so I'm going to try and drink as much of that as I can. But maybe I'll have a diet something with an occasional meal here and there.
Mm-hmm. I keep waiting for somebody to tell me, no, Mike, I'm not a bacon fan. I'm a confirmed vegan. You know, I know there's got to be one of us amongst the bloggers, but no one has hit that. I haven't hit that category yet. So, diet restricted. I'm gonna have some for vacation. Sounds like a good plan to me. You were on a show, I think you did a podcast a week or so ago with John Thurman, right? And Wendy.
I have. That one has not been released yet.
Okay. I saw it flying across the stream. So I talked to John, and John had a really cool story, I thought, about he was friends with the writers that write comic books through some going to shows with his son, and he was killed in a Batman comic book, which I just thought was like, I'm so jealous now. I've never been killed in anything, and fake or, you know, real, thank God. But do you have, like, some really weird story that, you know, something that is not expected that you could share with HR people like that? Not necessarily that you were in Batman, but any one weird thing most people would know about you?
You know, it's funny. I did read about that Batman scenario there, so that was pretty awesome. I love his passion to be in the comic book space. He's very diverse in his interests. I love that about him. So I don't know that I have anything maybe that special, but, you know, for people that know me well know that I'm a huge makeup aficionado, and so I actually went to school for makeup artistry a number of years ago, and I still love it, but I would rather just do my own makeup. But I love to, you know, all things makeup, and I have this, like, underside creative passion that has only been blooming in the last couple of years. So I love, you know, photography. And so I went and bought a really big camera and love to go out and take, like, nature photos, and not really of people, but, you know, like portrait photography. But, you know, I'll go to events and things like that and bring my camera, like my chapter events, if I have the time and the flexibility. But I can't really say that I have anything really as cool as John Thurman's Batman comic book story.
Yeah, it's hard.
But I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's hard to top being killed by a villain in a Batman comic book. I don't know that I have anything like that either. But anyway, okay, well, all right. So we have about 8 minutes left to go. I guess, you know, probably enough with the silly questions, but they're always kind of fun.
I love it.
You know, it helps time. It helps time pass, and no, I think it's really cool to learn a little bit about the people behind the people. You know, because we all on social media, we all have sort of a, you know, persona. I think it's real, but I think we don't share. You know, like, you don't share, man, my bathroom is dirty, and, you know, it stinks in the shower or something like that. You know, nobody posts that, or not most people anyway. And, you know, and just like the downside of real life doesn't always show up, right? But it affects us personally. It affects us at work and all that kind of stuff. So, like, I guess you know, beyond the blogging, just in the HR space in general, or the, you know, the parts of it that you touch, whether it's in your chapter and I you know, and other things. What are this is sort of a traditional drive-through question. What's top of mind for you as issues these days? What are the things that you know, as a HR professional, you're thinking about or worrying about?
Oh, gosh. I would say that it ebbs and flows with what's going on, right, you know, in the political climate. So for a while, there was these tax tables that were, you know, waiting to drop. And, you know, before that, it was, you know, the Department of Labor, FLSA changes, potential changes to the exempt, and trying to keep my clients abreast of, you know, what those changes are. And obviously the influx of technology that's coming our way. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, robots replacing employees, and now that, you know, Women's Month is coming up, there have been a lot of articles about how robots could be replacing, you know, positions that majority of women are in. And so I almost feel like everything is on my mind, but that's not necessarily true, because I'm not big into labor relations, although it does fascinate me. And I know your previous life, you were big into labor relations as well. And, you know, safety is not something that you know, I have a strong suit in, not yet anyway. So, but, you know, I say all things HR, and, you know, personally, a focus of mine, you know, in the HR community has been to really make intentional and purposeful connections and nurture them. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to learn. And so I've been focused on learning and trying to see how I can apply ideas and aspects of, like, other people's lives to my own and hopefully return the favor. I'm a strong believer of reciprocity. And, you know, additionally, I spend time mentoring on my own spare time when I have it, you know, mentoring emerging HR professionals. And, you know, but I do try to make the time at least an hour because I'm finding that, you know, emerging HR professionals at whatever age bracket they're in when they're trying to get into HR, it's so hard. And sometimes they just want to talk to someone that, you know, then tell them that it's so hard and it's not a guidance counselor or a college professor. And so, you know, I try to offer them tips and tricks and ideas. And it doesn't matter what area of the country that they're in, but, you know, I think it's important. I didn't have that when I was coming up in my HR career a number of years ago. And I had to learn the hard way, the really, really hard way. And I just think it's cruel. So, you know, I try to make every effort. I get people contacting me on LinkedIn and, you know, would you mentor me or can I have a call with you? And I'm like, sure, here's, you know, my calendar link, which I stole that idea from you, by the way, Mike, and Claire Petrie as well. And, you know, I've had a couple calls and sometimes people contact me through the SHRM chapter locator request and want to know more about my chapter. So I'm happy to dedicate a call with them. And I spent a lot of time rubbing elbows for my chapter, trying to get speakers and sponsors and, you know, the nonprofit space. We try to get everything as low cost as possible. So,
sure.
But, you know, I'm happy to reciprocate where I can. So earlier today I had a call with a new HR company and I've been following this individual for a number of years on LinkedIn. And so I've seen his career progression and now he started his own HR company. So, you know, we had a call today and I'm looking forward to maybe having him speak on for our membership audience later this year. I'm very excited, you know, because in talent management, he seems to have some topics that he's already spoken on that, you know, might fit in with the South Florida community and his South Florida, you know, resident. So, but it's hard to narrow your original question down to say, you know, what exactly is top of mind because I feel like it's fluid.
It's nice to hear. I mean, so like I write a lot for my job, so I'm not as motivated to write for my blog as I was, and I really haven't been motivated to write personally for a couple of years or more. It's just I did it for like 7 years straight and it just sort of, you know, I don't feel like I have a lot to say. Every now and then I write something and people say, oh, that was great. I'm like, thanks. I, you know, anyway, doing this series and doing these shows from time to time has really, and especially because I do work in HR, but I'm a director of an organization that works with organizations. So I don't really have like a team of professionals that I work with anymore. Plan conferences and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a lot more indirect touch. I miss the HR field and the field contact with colleagues. And so these shows have been really a boost for me. And it's great to hear, like you said, that Jasmine, you know, mentored you as a blogger and now you're mentoring people. Victorio Milian set up, and Ben Eubanks, who were set up a blogging mentoring program years ago, and I did it when I worked at Publix and lived in Florida. I remember stopping in the Everglades when at first phone signal I could get to do a call with Sabrina Baker, who lives in California now, but was at the time in Chicago, you know, because we were doing weekly calls about mentoring her as she started out blogging, and she far surpasses me now on what she puts out and a lot of the stuff she does. So it's cool to see that is still in play. Anyway. So you mentioned
I agree. I think if I can, there's so many voices that are out there, and I it's so inspiring to read what a lot of people have to say. I mean, honestly, to read blogs is really like a full-time job. I follow a lot of them, so I can't read them all the time as much as I'd like, but I agree. It's definitely something that has morphed over the years, and I too am glad that it's still around because I feel like there's so many more platforms and so many tools and resources that we can take advantage of in order to expand our reach and go global. So I think it's super important.
You mentioned early on, and I didn't give you a chance. You have 45 seconds. You said you have an event coming up, and you wanted to mention it, trying to get people to attend. What's the event, and where can they go to find it?
Oh, so our website is SMA, Sam Michael Alpha, smasouthflorida.org. It's an employment law event that we're hosting here in South Florida, in Davie, actually, at the Nova Southeastern University campus. The event is sponsored by Gunster. We're going to have panelists. We're going to have a presentation by the EEO, one of the EEOC directors from the Tampa office. We're also going to have attorney breakout sessions. So we're super excited about that. It's on Wednesday, March 21st from 7:30 to 12 p.m. And, cool. You know, we're hoping that we can expose the event.
Sign up, folks. Charlene lives in Davie, so connect with her there. We're going to end the show in 2 seconds. Thanks, Janelle, for being on. It was
perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you
have
for having
afternoon.
Me. Have a great day. You too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.